And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
And this is our last show before the Build Conference.
This is going to be huge. So Wednesday, June 26th through the 28th, we will actually be streaming a ton of content. So the keynotes, Channel 9 live Q&A sessions, and just regular sessions during the conference. So all 3 days, we will have live streams during that conference time. So it's a great chance for people that watch the show to be able to participate, ask questions, whether it's on Windows, Azure, Windows Phone, and so on.
And so you've got a hot room where people will be able to see streams of that one particular room, but if they miss, if there's another session that they want to check out, or if they miss that particular live stream, of course, as usual, all the content will be live on Channel 9 within usually about 24 hours.
Yeah, so super excited about that. There is also a CH9 events app, and that app is available for Windows Phone, Android, Windows 8, and of course iOS.
And that's available now?
That's available now. CH9 events.
All right.
We do want people to get that up and running as well before the show.
And of course, don't forget Tech Ed Europe is happening next week. I'll be at Tech Ed Europe, so I'll miss out on all the action in
San Francisco.
I
will be at Build. And
I know. I've heard.
And I win.
I'll be excited to see anyone who's at Tech Ed Europe, so I've got a few sessions there. Hope to see you there. Also, a hackathon taking place at Build.
Yeah, so Clint Ruckus is running the hackathon. We have a waiting list right now with over 500 people right now that are planning to do the hackathon. So the idea is the night before the conference starts, Tuesday, June 25th, you show up. You actually, you know, we did informal joining of teams with people, start working on some ideas. We are going to provide food and beverage for folks, you know, throughout there. And it'll be in the main area as well, which is one of the things people didn't like about our last hackathon on campus where they were kind of set off. It's right in the middle, so you get to watch people watch you all the time as you code. Mm-hmm. So it should be great. We're going to have 24 hours, and it's basically till Thursday. People are going to build apps. And the other nice thing is, you know, it'll be community voting, right? So you'll actually submit your app, and somebody will vote. And, you know, we have a bunch of other surprises in there as well. That I'll let Clint talk about. And winners will be on live on Friday for Channel 9 Live.
Oh, that's awesome. I loved watching the hackathon come together last year at Build when we had it here on campus. It's really exciting to see, you know, maybe a session that people in the room are watching via the live stream, and then all of a sudden people are starting to incorporate those capabilities into their application. So it's really exciting just watching things come alive there.
So another big one, obviously, is Soma and a bunch of other folks talking about the TypeScript 0.9 preview release. So TypeScript has been moving along, of course, and the idea here is as they sort of ramp up, this is the next release of TypeScript, and we're seeing a ton of adoption on TypeScript, you know, just starting internally, Team Foundation Server, Bing, and some other teams, CodePlex, obviously.
Social.
Mm-hmm. And other community projects as well. And the language itself is obviously evolving, and we're getting feedback from customers and so on. And one of the key videos there is a new interview that Charles had done with Anders Helsberg, mm-hmm. Steve Lukow, and I think Luke Hoban.
There's a slide.
And there's a number of things on how they're evolving the language. And probably the most interesting thing was when you start thinking about dynamic languages, we have no type information, right? So if I have a string and I call it Dan Fernandez, I can now call that string, which is called name, I can now set it to a number. I can set it to a prototype. Right, meaning, you know, some type of class, first name, last name. It does not care. JavaScript doesn't care. But by adding generics, you actually have the ability to add deep type information mm-hmm. directly in there, and actually make sure that whatever you're using is to those specific types. So obviously, you get that on top of classes, but now you can imagine, say, like a generic collection where, like, hey, I want to make sure I want to have a list of names, and they can only be strings, right? So there's just a number of things there. And really, to get started on this is the TypeScript Lang website. So there is, one, a quick start tutorial for you to start playing with, start learning, and that's the tutorial. And then the Playground, which is actually an interactive online IDE. So if you don't want to install everything, and there are some great additions to Visual Studio add-ons to make TypeScript easier, But literally go to play and just start playing around and you'll see some of the features. They have some built-in samples that you can kind of take and then iterate, make some changes, and you get a feel for what TypeScript really is.
That's great. That's great. It's really cool. And that's typescriptlang.org, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes. If not, check the notes.
Yes, exactly. So our friends at Wintellect, we've talked about a lot of the great content that comes out of Wintellect in the past. They actually have a special deal for you Channel 9 watchers.
Woohoo! Special deal! Woo. Special deal!
And so if you go to Wintellect now, you can use the code CH9-13. That's going to give you 14 days of free access to all of their content.
Yeah.
Which is just, I mean, that's amazing, especially if you can kind of carve off a week or so over the summer that you can really just go heavy in this stuff and make full use of that.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people know Jeffrey Richter, for example, mm-hmm. is a really well-known person. When you need to know, like, core CLR information, for example, like what happens for threads. They have a number of courses on threads, on generics, on how garbage collection happens.
Right.
He sort of wrote the definitive book, if you will. And so to have all of this, and this is hours, and there's obviously more topics on everything from HTML5 and so on.
Yep.
But the Jeffrey Richter stuff obviously is the stuff where I go, oh my God, this is so cool. So love it.
Awesome. Another friend of the show here. This is something we've talked about in the past. This is a new version of the Employee Info Starter Kit. So, Dan, what is this all about?
Yeah, so this is Shraful Alam. I hope I got his name wrong. Right. but the Employee Info Starter Kit, we've talked about it before. And the reason we really like it is the idea is you download something and you have a fully working, again, sort of like a starter kit where you can get up going and it does the create, read, and update for employee information, right? Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like your basic CRM system. So, and then obviously add security and everything else. And really, it's also built to be a technology example, right?
Yep.
So everything's built on MVC. It uses a number of patterns, entity framework, and so on. So for folks who like that, it's definitely a great place to get started.
That's great. That's great. And so more great learning content. This is from Eric Ligman. This is another, you know, we've covered these collections in the past. It's time to cover another one. This is a huge collection of free Microsoft ebooks out there that are on a huge range of topics, everything from, you know, Office development, Windows Azure, Windows Server, Web, Visual Studio, and so on. So, you know, just another good thing to bookmark and just a ton of free content.
I feel like we need to build, somebody needs to build a downloader because every time we find some new ebook, like
yep.
I just wanted to like
offline right access,
click, yeah, right click download, you know.
Yep.
So.
So speaking of MVC development, Dan.
Yes. So there's a number of tools. And the reason I like this is it's kind of the five essential. And really, we're not just talking MVC development. It's front-end MVC development.
Okay.
So a couple of different tools, obviously some for HTML5 for old IE browsers. There's a discussion on using LESS or SAS. And the idea with those is we as developers want to remove duplication. So like if you have a CSS file, you need to set something like a text is going to be the color. Let's say it's this color blue,
mm-hmm.
right? If you define a text box with this color blue and this color blue, you actually have to repeat the, let's say it's a hex value, multiple times.
Sure.
So what LESS allows you to do is basically add variables, right, and that will real time do the replacement of, I'm going to call something, this is going to be this blue, and that way I can just refer to it once, and it'll automatically update all the references.
Like is that just normally for minification then? Is that the idea?
It's for simplification, mm-hmm. so you're not repeating stuff. It's like, wow, we have 30 references to this color blue, and do we really want to change all 30? Or, you know, as a developer, it should we declare it once and then use it as a variable everywhere
okay.
else, right? So there's a number of things that, and you know, this is just scratching the surface for mm-hmm. what LESS does, but that's a lot of things people care about.
Okay, that's great. So next up, we have the Sync framework with SQLite for Windows Store apps and Windows Phone 8. So if you're looking for a way to synchronize data across these types of device applications that you might be building, then Sebastian Pertus has adapted the Sync framework toolkit so that it works on WinRT and Windows Phone 8. So let's say that you have a Canonical salesperson application and you want them to be able to sync their data throughout the day. You can set up a web server component, which is included. All the instructions are here. On the back end, and then your devices can just kind of roam and take care of course, having the offline data. But then when you're ready to sync, whether that's lazy syncing or you know, actually having the salesperson say, I'm ready to sync my data at the end of the day,
right.
Then you're good to go.
Yeah, and a lot of people have been asking for a sync framework for WinRT.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really great to see that out there.
Which brings us to
Picks of the Week.
Picks of the Week.
So this is something we talked about a few weeks ago. This is the Agent Smartwatch Emulator, and this was a Kickstarter project. The goal for the Kickstarter project was about $100,000, and it's now raised close to $1 million. And our friend Scott Hanselman wrote this excellent post, which actually talks about how you can start building applications for this smartwatch. And it's going to be available. The emulator will be available for download this week, so I think that's actually already online now. And he goes through and builds a quick application. Of course, it's running the .NET micro framework, I believe, which is why we really liked this this watch.
And yeah, so and actually, you know, Coding for Fun viewers may know Chris Walker because he's done a bunch of stuff with us before, and he's actually the person that did the Kickstarter project, including things to do home automation with Intermatic and ControlThink.
Oh, that's great. I did
so,
not know that.
Yeah, so Chris is a great guy. He's actually going to be doing a session, I think, with Scott. So
that's
very
awesome.
Cool stuff.
Very good. And your pick?
So my pick is Heart of Blue Gold, announcing the new bounty programs. So for people familiar with Bluehead, it's sort of like our security team. There's really a number of things that we are actually going to pay you money for. So the three are the mitigation bypass bounty, mm-hmm. the Bluehead bonus for defense, and the IE11 preview bug bounty. So for Windows 8.1, they're looking at and giving up to, I think it's up to 100,000 for new, wholly different kinds of exploits that haven't been seen before. And that's the mitigation bypass bounty. And obviously, there's for things for defense as well. And then obviously, IE11. So if you find new ways to hack IE11, the IE11 preview, they want to know. And we want to pay you, we want to give you money. So when you find ways we can improve our products.
That's awesome. That's a great way of having the community kind of contribute to make sure that you know our products are as secure as possible. So it's really great to see these programs out there. And I think we've done things like this in the past, and they've always worked well. So it's good to see this kind of ramp up.
I love it.
So that's our show. Next week we'll be broadcasting live from Build, or you'll be broadcasting
live
from Build.
Yes, I will.
And so I'll be watching all the action from Europe.
Awesome. Thanks.
See ya.